Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. You know, I'm loving this. I'm loving all the stupid little things that are going. Look, head up to my website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, there's a lot you can do up there. A lot to get involved with, and you should be involved. You should be involved, you should be paying attention. You should be paying attention to the extremely dumb stuff. Really, it's out of hand. So Washington, D.C. Mayor Bowser adds a 51st star to the American flag displayed on Pennsylvania Avenue ahead of Flag Day. House Democrats passed the D.C. Admissions Act in April, but the district's not a state. See, this is where they don't care. They don't care what the law is. They don't care what it takes to make it a state. They don't care. And she spent taxpayer money to do this. The mayor said she directed her team to hang the 51-star flags as a reminder to Congress and the nation that 700,000 taxpaying American citizens live in Washington, D.C. Yes, they can demand all they want to. What was the reasoning behind D.C. not being a state? D.C. being governed by Congress as a whole. What was the reasoning behind it? Well, do your homework. Why? Because the Founding Fathers didn't want it becoming a political hotbed. Not that it hasn't, but it'd be even worse if it was run by a certain group. On Flag Day, we celebrate American ideals, American history, American liberty, but no, we don't, actually. That we do on Independence Day. But the very foundation of those ideals, the basis of liberty, is representation. She said the D.C. is disenfranchised. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Have you been to D.C.? Have you seen how much building is going on there? Even when the crap was hitting the fan, there was mega building going on there. The feds own a bunch of buildings out there. The tax dollars coming in from the restaurants and hotels and everything else in D.C., it's just amazing. The stars of the American flag represented 50 states, the last of which was Hawaii. And the American flag's 50-star design became official on July 4th, 1960. Now, again, D.C. is not a state, doesn't deserve a star, period. Why is this an issue? Why? The population of more than 700,000 residents, greater than the states of Wyoming and Vermont, but the residents don't have a voting member in the House. They have no representation in the Senate, nor does the district have control over its own local affairs. It wasn't supposed to. It was never meant to. However, D.C. pays more federal taxes than 21 states and more capital than any state, according to the 2019 IRS data book. Of course they do. They've got lobbyists there. They've got big corporations there that are working on this. They've got the IRS there with a gazillion employees, the FBI. I mean, come on. Can we just be honest about it? Our founding fathers knew what would happen if a group, a party, got a hold of D.C. and made it their own. In April, House Democrat lawmakers passed the D.C. Admissions Act, which would make Washington, D.C. the 51st state granted residents full representation in Congress. Republican lawmakers have argued that because the D.C.'s establishment is based in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, any change to the district must come in the form of a constitutional amendment, not legislation. They are correct. To the Constitution. It tells you what it wants you to do, period. Right? They argued that the D.C. statehood amounts to a little bit more than a power grab by the Democrats to expand the majority in the Senate by adding two more senators from a liberal. I mean, D.C. is extremely liberal in so many ways. In her mighty statement, Bowser invoked the leaked Supreme Court opinion draft that suggested Roe v. Wade, a landmark 1973 legalized abortion, was about to be overturned. Yeah, well, wait a minute. You've got some of the strictest laws pulling back, holding back, almost getting rid of the Second Amendment in your city. That's okay. They beat their brains out to make it so that you can't have a gun in D.C. That was set back when we founded this country, wasn't it? As Americans nationwide brace for the decision of the future Roe v. Wade, we are reminded that D.C.'s disenfranchisement impacts not just Americans living in D.C., but Americans nationwide who share our values. Not everybody shares your values. See, when they say this, I wish they would go study the Electoral College and why the Electoral College was done the way it was. Why the amendments were put in the way they were. Right? No, the majority of Americans who do believe in women's rights, they believe in a woman's right to choose with limitations. You don't want limitations. How is that what the rest of the country wants? You don't want limitations. Anyway, it's just amazing. Browser suggested the majority of D.C. residents are on the same page with the majority of Americans calling for common sense gun reform. You don't have gun reform now. You've got gun lockdown. Joe Mancini, your host, Kimberly Moran, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
That's why I was memorized by Joey Babel. That's what we're going to rename him. I call him Joey B. Let's call him Joey Babel. I mean, you know, let me bring her on. Hold on. She'll remember this one. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. And remember, Kimberly, remember the Boston mayor? What was it? Mumbles.
Bumbles.
Right?
Mumbles. Oh, God, what was his name? Mumbles.
Mumbles Marino or something like that.
Yeah,
you could have
Menino.
Said what he said. Menino. Mumbles, yes. Marino.
Mayor Menino.
It's the same thing right here. This is Joey Babel, right?
I have other names.
He says. I mean, yeah, be nice.
I can't. No, I can't say him on the radio.
Well,
Knowing you can't say them, and actually not saying them are two different things, but
that's true.
But really, seriously, you know, you look at this and you go, "My God, he makes absolutely no sense. He's worse." Can you imagine if we were on the edge of a nuclear war and he was depending on him and Harris to make decisions? You might as well just shoot yourself and get it over with.
Right. Exactly.
Right. All right.
Unbelievable.
Before we get into the stuff I do want to talk to you about, did we do the special green composting for New York last week?
No.
So apparently last week, the New York legislature now is going to allow or made a law for green burials. And at first you read that and you go, green burials? Okay, well, that's cool. That's all right, I guess. But the green burials have absolutely nothing to do with green. It has everything in the world to do with humans. That's right. They've approved human composting. So,
excuse me?
No, it's not an onion story. It's a real story. They have approved human composting. Okay? So when you die, I guess if you believe in absolutely nothing and whatever, but you can actually have your body go, you know, back into the ground. So they have this big composting vat that they put you in. It takes about 30 days for it to eat up your body. And they put you into the ground. And I was joking saying, okay, so who's going to be the first person to taste those tomatoes? Hey, there's a special fertilizer here. I want you to check it out and tell me what you think. But, go ahead, because you're sitting there going, how do they come up with this, right?
No, I'm not, that doesn't faze me because they're psychopaths, but I'm really confused. So, do funeral directors do this?
Oh, yeah.
Who does this? So yeah, the funeral director, if you want to be composted, the funeral director will put you in a different place, sticks you in a vat of something. And then who do they give them to? Who do they give that to?
Well, that's insane. But wait a minute. You got to understand why they did this. Okay? First of all, the people who were driving this said, look, there's over 1,600 acres of land every year needed to bury the loved ones. All right? The problem is, if you do that, it could lead to soil and groundwater pollution from the embalming process. Cremation contributes over 535 pounds of carbon dioxide with each cremation, or 360,000 tons of CO2 annually. We need to stop pumping pollutants into Mother Earth.
Okay, so how about, I have a better idea. How about we plant more plants, because plants eat the carbon dioxide. How about we do that? That'll be good, and they produce, you know.
Oh, God.
Like, let's wipe out half of New York City and just make it all Central Park. How about that? That's where the most people are.
It's just amazing. Okay?
Why? They are so insane. They are such climate cultists. It's disturbing because they're making decisions based on that. Instead of real life, they're making decisions based on unicorns who shart Skittles instead of making decisions on real life. It's disturbing.
Oh, yeah, but you had to know. I mean, as I'm reading this thing and you're going, I'm going through it to the day, you had to know it was eco freaks. Couldn't be anything but.
Of course.
But, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. You see the tubes or the things that they put you in them. And Hokie, she's expected to sign it into law. And then cemeteries would oversee the process for the new option. Now, if the remains aren't collected by a family, they would be scattered in designated gardens or areas in a grave or other authorized places around New York State. Go ahead. All right. I'm sorry. I couldn't pass that up with you. I just couldn't do it.
So. It just doesn't. They're just. Oh my God. They're disturbed individuals. They just really are. And, you know, I do get the point of not having enough room for all the dead people to bury them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe convince someone to get cremated then. And you know what I mean?
No, like, well, no, so you're for polluting the air with all that carbon stuff, huh?
I want to be cremated. And then I want my husband to mix my ashes with glitter. And I want him to glitter bomb me at my enemies.
What?
I want to be cremated, and then I want my husband to take my ashes, mix them with glitter, and then glitter bomb my enemies.
Okay, I'm with you, except that I want mine. I want to go to a helicopter. I want to fly over a couple of houses of people who hate me and pour them out over those houses.
I want to basically do the same thing, but with glitter.
Yeah. I'm not a glitter
guy. I want to add glitter.
You know what I mean?
I love glitter, so I want to add glitter to it.
I don't look that way. All right. So... When I reached out to you today, one of the things I said that I wanted to do is I want to talk about the real gun numbers, the real gun issues. I'm tired of people running around and, you know, talking about that we are the most violent, gun-violent country on the planet. Not true. That we have more. Matter of fact, I think I told you this last time we talked, that California has the strongest gun, truly the strongest gun laws in the country, yet they're the home of the most mass shootings in the country. So, you know, I want the real numbers on these things. And as far as kids go, I mean, most of these mass shootings, I think almost all of them are done by males. And males, that the majority of those are males that are on drugs, taking some kind of drug for depression and or mental issues. Anything I say here wrong?
I'm not sure about the drugs or mental. Well, you have to have mental issues to do that, don't you?
All right, well, you hear that. You can answer all of this the next two segments. It'll be all yours. Back in a minute, people.
Okay.
Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wall Street has fallen into bear market territory. The Dow lost 876 points, a near 3% drop. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ lost 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, or a close to 4% fall. Economist Julia Coronado telling the PBS NewsHour, that the catalyst for the sell-off happened Friday.
We got some higher than expected inflation readings again. And one of the major gauges that the Fed watches of consumers' inflation expectations rose to the highest level since 2008.
She adds that's prompting speculation that the Fed will raise interest rates much faster than it signaled. Out west, crews from California to New Mexico are fighting wildfires that's forcing people to leave their homes, including hundreds on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, who were told to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby,
we are back. I am mesmerized by, God bless, drag queens dancing at a elementary school, probably like a kindergarten from what I can see. That's important. It's important to know that large size clowns can almost dance. I got nothing nice to say about this. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to kind of, you know, bring some sanity, some more sanity to the show than I already do. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. And I really don't think it's fair to your listeners to say I bring sanity anywhere.
Well, it's spirited sanity. How's that?
Okay, there you go.
All right. So, I can't stand this. Go ahead. Let's talk about the gun stuff that we were talking about before the break. I mean, I'm tired of hearing all these stories. I know you'll tell us the truth. But, I mean, when they start talking about us being the most violent country on the planet, we have more, you know, handgun shootings than any other country. And, well, you know, this is just out and out factually incorrect or lies, depending on how you want to put it, right?
It's outright lies. It's outright lies. So, there's a bunch of things we should know about mass shootings. Number one, the average age of a mass shooter is 33.5 years old.
Wow.
Not 18, 19, or 20. It's 33.5. Because, you know, you have mass shooters at workplace settings and other places, whatever. But that's the average age. So, how many are you going to, if that's the average age, how many are you stopping if you lower the age to buy rifles, right?
Right.
The other thing is most mass shootings are committed by gangbangers because a mass shooting to the federal government is where four or more people are involved in the shooting. So, you know, and it's different. It's different than mass murder. Mass murder is more people and they're actually all killed. But that it's domestic violence incidents. It's gangbangs. Those gangbangers, those are the most. The other ones are a very tiny percentage of actual mass shootings. That's why, you know, they always use gangbangers in the number, but those numbers have increased and increased and increased over time because they don't do anything to stop the drug cartels or the gangs. Nothing. They do nothing. They do nothing to get actual illegal guns out of the hands of criminals. And that's what these people are using. Oh, and by the way, the majority of guns that the gangbangers are using are semi-automatic pistols, not rifles. So what's banning rifles going to do? Go ahead. You ban all the rifles, not going to stop the mass shootings from happening because that's what gangbangers use. And most mass a majority of mass shootings, actually, that's what has been used. That or shotguns or, you know, other type of firearms have been used. So they're blaming a rifle that is used in less crimes than people use, criminals use to commit murder with hands, fists, knives, and blunt objects.
So,
and that's a fact.
Oh, yeah. No, again, when you talk about gun violence, I wonder what number you'd come up with if you took out the violence in Chicago, the violence in Portland and Seattle, the violence in downtown L.A., D.C., and San Francisco. What if you, or New York City for that matter, what the numbers would be driven to if you took all those violent crimes?
It would be a hell of a lot less. They are the crimes committed with firearms. The majority of them are in the big cities, are in the inner cities, not even just the big cities, the inner cities. That's where the majority of crimes committed with firearms, including mass shootings, are actually committed. That's a fact. No. I mean, we have these idiots in D.C. and all around our states who continue to lie to us. They lie to our faces and tell us we have to take your fundamental human right to self-defense away because of the behavior of criminals in cities that you don't even friggin' live in. It's outrageous, and any Republican who goes for it needs to be booted out. No compromise. Why are the law-abiding being blamed for the actions of criminals?
That's true.
There's 80 to 90 million or more law-abiding citizens who are gun owners in this state. I mean, in the state. Ha! In this country. Why are we going to have to pay a price for the behavior of gangbangers and psychopaths? It makes literally no sense. And I don't care if you like guns or you hate guns. When you look at it that way, you have to realize the logic behind what they're doing. They're blaming the people who follow all their laws for the behavior of the people who do not follow any of their laws. Murder is illegal. Assaulting someone is illegal. Having a firearm illegally is illegal. But we're getting blamed for all of that. So they want to make it harder for regular citizens to protect themselves from these criminals they do nothing about. That's what they're doing to us.
And come on, they never will. You know that. They're not going to do anything about it. They need the chaos. They need the aggravation. They need all of that to push their agenda, to push their point, if you would.
Joe, these are the same lunatic Democrats who wanted to defund the police and have treated the police horribly for the past few years. Riots ensued. Cities were burned down. And crime has increased because they tied the police's hands. And they now want us to not be able to protect ourselves from the same people they let loose on all of us. I don't think so.
So the top 10, as you were talking, I'm looking over my shoulder and the news popped up just now. Top 10 cities with the most homicides are all run by Democrats.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I can't believe that. I want to see detail. I can't believe that.
Look, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. And Vermont's left-wing Loonville. New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont all have constitutional carry. But we all are also consistently every year the safest states in the country. Because you can't just include, you got to remember, you can't just include crimes committed with guns. You have to look at violent crime. Because people can protect themselves from violent criminals using a firearm. But if you're in a state that makes it more difficult to own a firearm to protect yourself, violent crime is higher. Every single state, violent crime is higher. Rape, assault,
yep.
Murder, all of it.
Yep.
It's all higher.
Well, it's, so, in those situations, there's nothing you can do to explain this. Because even, in Boston, I don't know, can you still, I won't say simply, but is it easy to get a concealed carry?
Are you high?
Yeah.
I left 11 years ago. I left Massachusetts, which is what I call it, because when I was getting death threats, threatened to be doxxed, I was getting stopped by the left because I was involved in the Wisconsin Union fight. And I said, I need to learn how to protect myself. And there happened to be a sportsman's club, literally down the street in my neighborhood. I could have probably walked there. And so I looked into it, and it was one of the most insane things I've ever seen. That's when I realized how badly Massachusetts took my rights away from me. And I said, I'm out of here. And 2 months later, I was in New Hampshire where I'm freely able to protect myself and practice my rights.
Wow.
It's really bad in Mass. It's this huge, long, all these things you have to do, class you have to take, you have to belong to a sportsman's club or a raid or something. You have to get a sponsor for that. It's ridiculous. And then it's up to the chief of police in your town. And he can say no for any reason.
Wow.
We got rid of that. We got rid of that crap.
Yeah, when I was living there 30 years ago and you applied for your license, you had to have three letters of character, a character reference from three known people in the community. It could be a clergy, it could have been one of these, could have been anybody in the community that was known. And
what if you don't talk to those people?
What if you don't talk to anybody? Well, then you're a basement dweller. I don't know if I want you to have a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But there was, anyway, I got mine. Hello?
Yeah, sure.
Think about that. All right. Joe Vasini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I hate repeating myself. You're my kids. I chastise you or ground you or something. But seriously, be part of the solution by getting informed. There's still too many of you that think you have a clue and you don't. Make sure you have the information you need. Anyway. Let me bring her on. She has the information. She always does. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, you know, one of the reasons I told you I asked you to come on was I'm tired of all this gun information, or misinformation, I should say, that's going around. And I don't know, you know, here we go. I'm going to date myself in a second here. But I remember back in the 60s when they used to teach kids gun safety, how to shoot guns, and that kind of stuff. And where did they have those guns? They had them in the schools.
So,
a few things happened.
They took them out of school, right? They made people like be afraid of them. They started not allowing them in schools. They created gun-free zones, all schools, public schools, are gun-free zones.
How's that working?
I mean, they put in a quote-unquote assault weapons ban in place that didn't do anything to decrease any kind of crime because their rifles are rarely used in crime. And during that ban, there was a mass shooting. I believe it was Columbine, or was it Virginia Tech?
Yep.
But it wasn't that AR-15-style rifle was not used. They keep just trying to attack and law-abiding citizens. They don't want to protect the schools, the kids in the schools. I mean, we have security protecting Congress, our state legislatures, banks, federal buildings, all these places, but not our kids. There's nothing wrong with protecting our kids. And, you know, or if a teacher wants to, have let the teacher. The other thing they did was they decided that we shouldn't have mental institutions anymore. And I admittedly, there was some bad things happening in some of them. But instead of just trying to fix that issue and continue with mental health institutions, because let's face it, some people should not be in society. We've met some of them on these with doing these things.
Yep.
They closed most of those down, and they told people, "Oh, you know what? We can try these psychotropic drugs, and people will be fine in society as long as they take their meds." There's two problems right there. Number one, they didn't have any long-term studies at the time to see what these drugs really did, and they're finding some of these drugs actually make people lose all feeling. So they don't have any feelings about or emotions when it comes to this type of thing.
There's one drug in particular for depression that, you're right, it takes all of that away. No empathy, no feelings, no nothing.
Absolutely nothing, exactly. So they didn't have long-term studies. Ooh, sound familiar on these drugs. So, you know, they closed mental institutions down. These drugs don't actually work for everybody. And now there's no place for these people to go. And another thing they did was they made it harder. Thanks, ACLU, you scumbags. They made it harder for families or loved ones of people who are potentially psychotic to have them go under observation to even seek mental health care. I mean, basically the cops' hands are tied because of legislatures and laws that give mentally ill people, violently mentally ill people, more rights than their own family, who are the ones most likely probably subject to their violence. But the cops will, you know, people will call the cops, and it's like, until they commit a crime, if they're just saying stuff, there's nothing we can do. Our hands are tied. So that was another part of this problem. I mean, we need, honestly, Joe, it's not fair to the people that can't live in society or society to have to live with these people. These people should be able to live their lives happily or at least safely in an environment where they won't hurt themselves or other people. We have very few of those in this country. Very few. And I don't see any, the left likes to say, "Oh, yeah, we're trying to help get mental health better." No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not doing a damn thing.
No.
I mean, we have a severe issue in this country, not to mention the cultural
issues. But they won't even admit, when you try to have that conversation, nope, they won't even admit that the gun issues are mostly mental health issues and not just a mad teenager, if you would.
Right, exactly. And if you look at any of the backgrounds of these teenagers, they've had issues. Long term. And if you look at any of the backgrounds, a lot of times the FBI, they were on the FBI's radar. A lot of them. The FBI is the most useless freaking organization in this country. And yeah, whatever, I'm already on your list and I know it. I want to talk real quick about red flag laws, though, because a lot of
No, I want you to hit all of these. I mean,
a lot of Republicans and conservatives think, "Oh, well, maybe that's not such a bad idea." It's a really bad idea. You want to know why? Because red flag laws only apply to gun owners. That's it. Only apply to gun owners. It's a law that only applies to gun owners. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Red flag laws are laws that only apply to gun owners. They violate your First, Second, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights. They allow certain people, and I've read the federal one, that could be an ex-roommate that you threw out of your house a year ago because they were psycho. That roommate could petition the court to take away your guns based on whatever they say. These are unverifiable accusations. Unverifiable because they listen to these accusations first and the judge makes a decision without ever talking to you. Ever. Until later after your firearms were already all taken. Excuse me. You don't know that someone filed one of these petitions on you until all of a sudden the cops show up at your house to take your guns and your ammo. Take your guns and your ammo. And you're like, well, what's going on? A man actually died because his sister falsely called, filed a red flag petition on him because she didn't like his politics. And he went to grab his gun and the cops shot him and killed him. That happens. So they can come in, they can take your firearms, and then you have to go to court to prove you weren't thinking about committing a crime. Because that's what red flags are. You're accused of thinking about committing a crime. Because you haven't committed any crime. They're not criminal. It doesn't go in criminal court. It's civil. Which also means, well, I think the federal law, they will let you get a lawyer. They will assign you a lawyer if you don't have the money to do it. But let's all face it. Defense attorneys that are court appointed suck. They're not going to help you. So then you got to spend thousands of dollars to actually prove your innocence, even though you never committed a damn crime. They are violating.
I'm giggling because the more stuff you look at, especially here in California, the more things you look at. Guy breaks into your house, right? The gun laws. I just took the class, the legal class. If you own a gun and somebody comes in your house, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You cannot say to them, I've got a gun and I will kill you if I have to. You can say to them, I have a gun, get out of my house, I will protect myself. Right?
Wait a minute, there's only certain language you can use when someone's violently breaking, invading your home?
Yes.
You have to warn them?
If you... So you have to, in your own home, you have to retreat to any safe space you can or have. So if I have a second story, and I hear somebody coming in during the first story, the first floor, I am to gather up all the adults in the house and go upstairs to the furthest point I can go. Because if all that person wants to do is rob me and leave, I should allow them to rob me and leave. Okay? And if I don't retreat, or I do retreat and have to shoot them, then I have to prove I had to do everything I did, could do, not to shoot them.
Yes. They treat you like the criminal instead of the criminal.
Yep.
That's how it is in Massachusetts. Not like that in New Hampshire, thank you. But they treat the law-abiding as if we are criminals. We're the ones following their stupid gun control laws. Criminals aren't. What new laws are they going to suddenly obey?
My dad used to say, if you shoot them on the porch, drag them back in the house.
Oh my God, please don't anybody ever do that. You get in big trouble for that. I've heard that too. No, please don't.
But the amount of things that you have to do to make sure you're in the right before you shoot somebody in your home. They're in your home, uninvited. They shouldn't be there.
Right.
But the triple and quadruple checks I have to do before I can pull a trigger is somehow ridiculous.
Yeah, because they treat the law-abiding like criminals instead of doing something to stop the criminals from acting that way.
All right. How do people find you?
GraniteGroth.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
You make it too easy for him. Joe Basile, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.